It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday, July 28th, 2025. Oh, let me say it again. 2020. Hi, I'm Hugh Downs. This is 2020.
Oh, man.
I'm Wobble Wobble. Welcome to 2020.
This is to mark out to Hugh Downs, being a nerd who wasn't allowed to go anywhere on a Friday night.
No. He yeah, but it that's why he became such a great... Yeah, I mean, he was not really a journalist toward the end. He was just a presenter, a host, as they call him overseas.
Yeah, that's how Dateline started out, man. It was Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley.
Well, I mean, a lot of those shows, they have producers that write everything. They're just, you know.
Like this one?
I don't know.
Blame the producers.
Yeah, that guy walks in like 5 minutes after the show starts.
We have
like,
teleprompters.
What are we doing today?
Hey, what do you guys want to do? It's like a Gilman. Everybody's a Gilman, I guess.
Yes, everyone's a Gilman. Little Billy Gilman. Everybody remembers him.
He grew up. I just say people were accurate on predictions of Billy.
I don't remember the Billy Gilman.
Yeah.
I remember the
yeah, the one song.
I don't remember it though.
I gotta look it up. Billy I'm Gilman. Sure we don't have it, but Billy man, it
that was, name.
People are like, he's going to be huge, man, because he was... Billy Gilman. He might be one of the youngest country stars to have a hit.
Yeah. Didn't he get, like, a deal with Bojangles?
Not that was...
Scotty McCreery.
Yeah.
When that's names, it was. It's like, no one ever says it. Scotty McCreery. You listen to Scotty McCreery.
Guys, is he still going strong, Scotty McCreery?
I don't know. I don't see him in the Bojangles ads anymore. That's how I kept up with his career.
Oh, Scotty.
The song was called One Voice. Billy Gilman.
That don't help me any. Is it like an inspirational song?
Maybe. I got to play a little bit of it because
I hate inspirational songs.
This came out in 2000. know how old he was at the time. He was real young.
Billy's daddy was taking him fishing.
What happened to Billy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. No.
Do you remember it now?
Yeah.
I tell him it's got to get to the chorus for me.
Yeah.
Look at little Billy. I remember it now. Is it inspirational or is it kind of?
It's,
I know old women loved it.
Yeah.
Little cute little Billy.
See, probably what happened with him is he went through puberty and then he's like, hey guys, I'm Billy Gilman. One voice was heard.
I'm just picturing Fat Boy Billy the first time he hears this song.
Who's that hot girl?
I heard people talk about it before. Who I heard this who it was. And it was just from older women like, oh, little Billy sounds so precious.
This is little Billy.
Because at the time, maybe it's a little later. Actually, it was a little later. Leanne Rimes, you know, she was still the talk because she was so young, I think 13 when she came out. But then yeah. Billy stole it from her. Now, this was years later, but still. They like the young singers.
He took the title. You say they like young singers?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The older religious women.
Oh, love okay. This song. I thought you meant like Hollywood.
Well, they probably do, too. And then depending on what conspiracy theory you'd believe about actors. And how they're, you
they're
know,
out there.
Love gay sex.
Yeah. I mean, they do. So, how do
just
you
for
think,
the power of it.
How old do you think little Billy Gilman is now? Little Billy Gilman.
What are you doing?
30? I would say 30.
37.
37, Billy Gilman?
37, yeah.
The guys want me to do the song. He's been smoking for a little bit. One voice was heard.
I don't know what radio station Billy Gilman was played on, though.
Country?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They get a fit in at the Kid Rock Nickelback Festival, which already had an odd lineup, but, you know, slide Billy in there, too.
Oh, now I see what you were saying about maybe. I don't want to assume that this is what you're talking about. He blames the reason that his career was cut short. It's because he came out gay.
Oh.
Yeah. And it sucks, but at the... Look, you know, your truth is your truth. You come out when you come out, but it
your
was
your truth
early.
Is your truth.
It was too early, professionally. It sucks he suffered from it, but...
Well...
Let's write some gay country songs.
I mean, I was going to say, well, I don't know that he was gay. What about the wasn't there the guy that did country rap? Didn't he? I can't remember.
Who was it? Cowboy Troy?
No, I don't think he's. I don't want to sit here and play guess who's gay, but like there was.
Yeah.
There was one that. I don't know.
How do you know the? Yeah, it's
I thought that he's like, oh yeah, and then that was the oh where. Let me tell you something. In music, in Nashville, in Hollywood, or wherever, if you got a dollar attached to you, they don't care. That's such a load of bull. I don't think that's why. I think his voice changed, probably.
Yeah, because now he could have a resurgence in this current climate. Look at Chaperone. She wrote a gay country song.
You know.
Where she's talking about, you know, being a lesbian to a chick.
Well,
servicing
I mean,
her real good.
You know.
That's the message of the
you
song.
You know what I'm thinking? Little Nas or whatever. Remember that?
Oh, is that the one you're thinking of? Because he is definitely. Like he's out for sure.
That might be who it is.
He did the song with Billy Ray.
There was something really, like, kind of a very, very country song that he sang back in the day.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago, I'm thinking. Because people are like, who's dressing like it? Like,
yeah.
Could he be? And he's like, yeah, he definitely came out. And
you know what would be a great idea for a game show is, you know, normally those game shows, they're taped in the afternoons and stuff.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days sometimes.
I think they should have the, let's say it's Jeopardy. They have the Jeopardy stage or whatever set up in the lobby of the hotel in which they're staying. And they go and wake them up. All right, it's time. Put on your clothes and let's get ready for morning Jeopardy. You imagine like if you were within 30 minutes of waking up, that's where I'm at right now is, you know, just trying to like, open up my brain the whole way. Does that makes any sense?
It's like
trying to fully immerse myself into thinking about gay country stars right now, and I can't.
But there's so many.
I'd like to. I mean, for the conversation's sake.
There's Orville Peck. There's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy ain't gay.
No,
he ain't.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Jesus.
Unless you know some, I don't know.
I know what you mean, though. I get the same way, but I got a head start on you. So.
Oh, yeah.
That first hour, I'm just kind of.
It's like this. It's like there's a, I don't know what. It's like the body's awake fully. I've walked all over. I've showered.
Did you stretch out?
Driven a car. A car. I didn't drive a card.
A car.
Card. And then, but then I get here and I'm like,
It's that brutal heat dome messing with you, man. That's what it is.
Dude.
Shaboozy's not gay. He's with Emily Radicouch.
What?
Or whatever.
No, he's not.
What do you
Google?
Publicly linked to her.
Let me hear Crooks and Chase confirm it, then I'll believe it.
Yeah, really. Let's hear Billy Bones Jones, or whatever his name. Bobby Bones.
Oh,
Jones.
Bobby Bones.
My bad.
I hate that Bobby Bones is the new Crook and Chase.
So is country music, I think.
I also hate that Bobby Bones got, got an OJ from a famous comedian who's hot.
You got an OJ?
I was like, I could just said Oral. I didn't know I said that to say OJ. I was thinking HJ and Oral and then put them together.
I thought you meant like he followed her and her boyfriend home or something.
Orange juice? Blue.
Don't put HJ and Oral together. That's what comes out. OJ.
It's an oral job.
Did you ever hear that story? It was a famous story going around. He was on Dancing with the Stars with Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
And she admitted that she, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To Bobby Bones. I'm like,
what? Sang into his microphone.
How is he pulling that? Because he looks.
He looks like Buddy Holly.
He really does. Like, I feel like he could pull from both sides, which is cool. I just, didn't expect that.
Mm. Yeah.
It's brutal. He don't. I'm going to crawl into your ears right now and just start.
Pushing away all the clouds out of my, if you see smoke coming out of my ears, it's like all this, the cloud in there, because, I don't think much on the weekends.
Apparently.
I just don't think much.
Why? How could you just not think much?
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing. I just don't think much on the weekends.
Your brain starts clicking. You're like, nope, not going to do it.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to turn it off.
Just kind of hang out.
God. Yeah, I'm for real, too. That's why I like Wednesdays, about when I'm warmed up.
Oh, I feel like I get like that until about Sunday night, and I'm like, I'm really ready to get back in the routine.
Yikes.
I didn't go anywhere, so Sunday's real long, which is the rest day. But.
Yeah, but what day's not, though?
Long?
No, restful.
Oh, every day for me.
Yeah, like that Sunday, you're like, I'm not going to do anything. It's too hot. I'm not even going to go outside, go anywhere. But by the time 6 p.m. comes around, you're like, you know what? Ready to get back in the world.
You probably saved us a lot because you'd be one of those out there really bitchy because the heat got to you.
Ooh.
Wow, I feel like they were talking about me right now because, good Lord, this weekend, I know that people will say, wow, just getting older. You're not going outside as much as you used. First off, bull crap on that, on the going outside thing. But is it not hotter than you ever remember?
Yeah.
Like, God. I mean, Saturday was brutal.
And we got 4 more days of it. But next weekend, 30 degrees cooler.
Rain's going to come in.
Really?
And rain. Yeah, we need rain bad. Grass is crunchy. I mean, we haven't gotten rain specifically where I live.
God, I have.
Yeah, it's been all in Greenville. Y'all been hogging the rain.
Showers like crazy. Well, y'all need to plant some seeds in your clouds.
Not now. Plant them in the fall. They won't do anything.
So, like, give us a good washing, man.
So, it's going to be in the 70s this weekend?
Yeah.
God.
It's going to rain, too.
Well, boo on that.
You get the cool front coming in. My tomatoes might survive. Only got one that's growing. Plants are fried. Even if you water them, it's like the water boils as soon as you pour it.
Where are you growing them at? In a window?
No, just in the back. I got, like, a retaining garden.
Oh, yeah?
So, I had to fill it full of, I think, 20 bags full of soil.
Soul.
Yep.
Soul.
So it's going to stay there. Whether, when I leave, I ain't taking it. What? So if you move in after me, you better be ready to grow some stuff. Tomatoes, potatoes, whatever.
Yams.
yams, potatoes with squash, potatoes. Come on. So they ain't moving.
Yeah, it was.
You've been there for a while.
And if you say move it, I don't want it, I'm going to punch you right in the where you crap, because it ain't going nowhere.
I feel it. I move some of my.
You're going to punch all over the side of the wall?
I'm going to insert my big toe where you don't want it.
Oh, that's.
I'm going to kick you like a football.
Oh, man. Yeah, so like, I don't know. I don't want to come on and just talk about the weather, but God, I was just thinking, like, man, I don't remember it being this hot. Like, are we closer to the sun than previous or something?
I don't know why it's extra hot, but it said in 20 years, the Southeast is going to be the hottest part of the country by 3 degrees. I saw it because they were talking about hosting future Olympics. They're saying it's going to be too hot.
Oh, what, for Atlanta?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. They ain't going to do that. Speaking of that.
I feel like Atlanta would rob the
How was your city over the weekend? Did you see any because the big concert was going on down there.
Oh, in Anderson.
Well, in Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, I avoided that area. Yeah. But they said, I think 30 to 40,000 people.
A lot of people.
Hot.
Saw the pictures.
People don't care, man. And that lineup both nights was really weird. You had Afro Man, Mark Chestnut, and Nickelback.
And Ying Yang Twins, right?
Yeah, Ying Yang Twins, Hank Jr. and Kid Rock.
I mean, it's...
Aaron Lewis is on there, too, but I didn't see much about him.
I guess that's for when, you know... Not everybody's going to like everybody. So, you know, that'll be a time for you to go stand in line for beer for 3 hours.
Then I think I saw a picture with Afro Man and Hank Jr. on the stage at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know how that's going to work out. But
Hank, why do you roll smoke? Ladies and gentlemen, Afro Man.
Hey.
So he could get high.
You know, he don't know who he is. He's like, hey, who's this guy on stage here?
Who's the man over there with Afro? Well, it's funny you say that, Bo Cephas, because that's Afro Man. Oh, well, I thought what I was saying was kind of out of touch, but I guess it's fine. So I can call him Afro Man? Why, yeah, you can, Bo Cephas.
Is that your name, buddy?
He can call you Rockin' Randall if he'd like, right?
He's like a redneck Mickey Mantle kind of, I guess. What if he's just saying, I'm going to sing Route of Friends 2 times and go.
Oh, man. Let me do this song here. I'll tell you about it. 50 years ago, I fell off the side of a mountain.
Dude. His version of Monday Night Football is a great damn song. I don't know why you just don't want to do it all the time.
And you know what? You know, like, I hate that. The John Tesh song I like, but that the commercial, I've talked about it before. It's, like, so weird that they're acting like he's some kind of...
He's center court.
Center court on his big synthesizer and everything. But, like, it's just kind of... I don't know. It's just, like, he's just big... Is he playing all that on the piano?
I don't know. I think the majority of it, because they asked him to redo it, like a new updated kind of jazzed up version.
But how would that have ever been played on a piano? Like, I hear stringed instruments, I think. He's playing all that on a keyboard?
I'm the worst person to ask about music, because I don't know, like, how to read it, what, like, other instruments do. He's got a band. I just don't know if they're on that song.
Oh, Lord.
If you're one of those musical nerds, like, you know, let us know. I said play a piece of it. Big Ball Rock, I think it is.
What's his band called?
Oh, I don't know.
Come out tonight and see.
But, like, I'm curious to hear about Hank Jr.'s show, because he's kind of, I don't want to say he's lazy these days, but he's got his own little pace of life. Like, because his social media, somebody runs it for him and just asks him questions while he eats.
Yeah. He's right there in front of the keyboard. Listen to that. There ain't no way.
I guess he was always into music. Like, he didn't want to be on TV, maybe?
Yeah, but...
Got tired of Entertainment Tonight. I'm going to go play music.
He's playing drums on the keyboard now. No. Like, I would love for a real musician to listen to this song and tell me, like, what can be played on the keyboard here?
Yeah, is he doing like some John Popper? You got the guy, the harmonica.
I hear no piano.
Hey.
I hear drums.
Heard a drum.
I hear a cowbell.
Is that a preset on his keyboard?
You hear the cowbell?
Yeah, in the background.
Yeah.
Bruce Dickinson's on it.
Yeah, the guitar there. He's playing that on his keyboard. God.
And we could, well.
What?
We could probably get him if we wanted to.
Cash?
Yeah. He's got a show on one of our sister stations here.
Hey.
Sister station?
Sister thing. Come on the show. We've been talking crap about you.
One of us has. One of us loves you.
You do. You do love him.
What do you love so much about Sean Tash?
This is my type of music. I liked his cover of Phil Collins' Against All Odds. That was a good one. At Red Rocks, by the way, is where he did it.
It's a genre.
You would go see an instrumental concert.
Yeah, I like David Foster stuff. It's just the sound, like the music.
No, man.
People, I don't understand people's aversion to classical music.
So fun. I love classical music. This would put me to sleep, I'll be honest with you.
It'd make me want to put on some basketball shorts and play some horse.
Let's go play pig.
He's married to someone beautiful, though. Connie
Sullivan. I used to drive one.
I don't know. It's like, to me, though, music is supposed to relax you. Like background.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, other people like to bang their head against the wall and fight
people. It's just in the meeting that I guess.
Oh, yeah, corn show.
I guess NBC had the meeting where they're like, all right, we need a song that's going to get guys ramped up to play basketball. And not only that, we need the fans, those tuning at home. We need them to hear a certain song, and it needs to make them wish that they had stuck with basketball and they could be on TV right now playing. What's a motivational song? They're sitting there all day long. There comes who else? Who's coming in? REM. They're like, hey, man, what do you think about Stan in the place where you work or whatever? You want to do that song? No. We like this song. It's inspirational, and it's instrumental.
I knew somebody. Who thought,
let's go play some ball, man.
Let's go, guys. 1, 2, 3, break. God, I knew a girl who thought Michael Stipe was the hottest thing that ever walked the earth.
God.
I didn't get it. And with
tell
the hair.
He thought the complete opposite about her?
She liked him with the hair. Well, I thought the same about her, that he would think about her. Like, kind of, no. She ended up being really straight, and I was like, I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, really?
I don't know why that shocked me. Like, I'm very surprised.
Okay, you said that, and I instantly saw him with hair and totally forgot about it. Just like when you think about Billy Corgan with hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Billy.
Oh, really?
Gotta be bald, Billy.
He had, like, that 1970s, like, layered hair. Like, freaking weird.
It was not good.
Michael Stipe is really nice, though.
Yeah, probably.
Well, he's still ugly.
I don't think so.
U-G-L-E-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
Michael.
What's the adult education cheerleaders?
Artie owns a series of Stipe clubs you can go and check out. Yeah.
God, if he had a business sense, he would.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
That's a good show in Atlanta, seeing them.
A Stipe bar? No, you'd have to explain it.
Stipe club. Let's go to the Stipe club.
That's a gentleman's review club.
It's long hair night at the Stipe club.
Show.
It's bald night.
Ooh.
Bald night at the Stipe Club.
Bunch of smoothies in town.
That's what they call them. I don't know who else is in REM. I'm sorry. Somebody from Athens, I'm sure.
Yeah, God, I don't know either. I don't know.
Somebody
either.
Related to Kirby Smart or Buck Ballou, I'm sure.
Big Curb. So, happy Monday. It's hot. We've covered that.
But you're almost through it. Getting through the back end.
Through Monday?
The hotness, the brutal heat dome.
Oh, yeah. The brutal heat dome. That's right. You said they gave it that
great
name.
The heat dome.
Brutal heat dome.
That's right.
All right.
And that's national, too. It's not even a local thing.
Really?
Yeah. Brutal heat dome.
So what is causing it, though?
I don't know. They haven't said, but it's only, you know, in the, like, the, from St. Louis east. Everything else past there is good or normal for what they do this time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's really hot at the beach. Can you imagine?
It's all that hot.
I've never been when it's not.
I've been
at
the beach when it's miserably hot where you can't. You just got to sit at
the beach.
I know.
You got to fry. I do have a buddy that's down there right now, and he looks extra crispy. He's already tanned, but he looks a little darker.
He's pigmented.
Well, you're going to burn. You bald ass dude.
Sorry, I'm just following Billy Gilman on Instagram.
Well, see, I got to go check out.
I'm just kidding. I was just looking to see when the last time he put out an album was. It was 06.
Oh.
06.
Oh, he might have retired.
I missed it.
Yeah, his biggest problem was his second follow-up album was the Christmas album.
Oh,
you don't do that, Billy. You don't do that. Maybe like the holidays.
You got some bad advice, Gilman.
You did. Okay. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we have to talk about the wardrobe malfunction during a concert. Also, we're going to get into why jokes are so important. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Fat Boy, which one do you think we'll get to?
The first one she does.
The first one.
Whichever one she picks.
Okay. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige. And our headlines today are brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with this. We're going to talk about why inside jokes are so important. Why are they so important?
I don't like how you have to explain them to other people.
Right.
It makes it less fun, and then they might not get it anyway. They might look at you like you're a big, stupid ass age. Just me. It's just me saying that.
Well, according to psychologists, they say they actually promote our brain's belonging response. So if you're like in a group in a work situation, it's our brain's way of saying, you're safe here. So the more the merrier, unless you're the brunt of the bad joke that people say you're.
What?
You know, like.
I don't know. You just quit talking mid-sentence.
That you have a name for someone or a nickname.
Oh, like piss fingers.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I was getting at. Right, I lost you in the translation.
Yeah.
So here are some good reasons. They strengthen your group identity. Shared laughter bonds people. So inside jokes are like glue for teams, families, and friend groups. They're little reminders of what you've been through together.
We were good about nicknames for, you know, people we knew. And then, like, you think of one. Like, I thought of one. I'm like, I don't want to tell this person now because they pissed me off. And it's kind of a nickname that would get them over. So I'd rather not do it.
Oh.
But the other ones are fun.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of times it's easier because you can't remember their real names. So
that's
you'll,
true.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, that's the guy that never washes his hands. You mean PF?
Yes.
Do you think Dracula ever figured out he was Dracula?
Oh, God. Yeah, we used to have a sales guy that looked like Dracula. Like, literally, he had a little bit of a sharp teeth there in the corners, and then had a widow's peak.
He was
Eddie Munster.
Exactly. He was well manicured, but you're like, man, he looks like a Dracula.
And I was startled when I saw him in the hall because I thought, oh, you do exist.
I want to sell your show, Paige.
Now you're the one that makes me nervous because, you know, if Paige or other people hear these nicknames, you might spill them.
I've never.
Might accidentally call him that.
You should walk up to him, you know, like, ah, don't bite me on the neck. He's like, what are you guys talking about?
There is a girl that I can never remember her name, and I call her Usher.
What?
Does she have dimples?
She has some illegal parties that she shouldn't have been at?
She's getting into music at a young age. She's got a baby face.
She wore a big chain with a U on it. She wore her underwear pulled up so you could see it.
No.
Women don't sag. That's a separate thing.
Sag.
Maybe that's why you called her Usher, because she sags. She got her underwear pulled up.
No, she didn't do that. No. She just, and plus she's not nice.
God, that's what I'm like. Is it anything to do with the singer?
No. Okay. It's just the name.
Why Usher?
Because I couldn't remember her name. It was some strange name, and I thought it was something with a U, and I started calling her Usher.
Oh, my God. You got to be good at the nickname.
See, that's not an inside joke. That just don't make no sense.
It's an inside joke.
Oh, that's Usher.
Do other people know you call this woman Usher?
Yes.
Are they like the scratching their heads too?
Some people call her Usher.
They call her Usher too.
Usher. God. You picked a name that most of your fans can't say Usher. Why would you do that? You should have just went with Raymond.
So I got a
Isn't his name Raymond?
Usher Raymond the Fourth.
Usher Raymond. You should have been Ray Four.
I got it.
Usher.
I wish I could meet this woman now. I kind of want to give her a different nickname because I feel like...
Usher? Yeah.
It's probably Ursula or something, right?
No.
A name with a U for a woman. That's the only one I could think of.
You should have called her Little Mermaid or something.
I'll tell you off the air and you'll laugh because it's... Nothing to do with Usher.
But then the listeners will feel out of place. They'll be like, oh, what are they laughing at? I don't know about Usher and Piss Fingers and Dracula.
I wish I could think of some of the other
things. I finally realized you guys were saying Mark Hendricks was like an alien. I saw him.
Hendo. Oh, my
God. Oh, it's not coming to me, man, but we had so many nicknames. We're forgetting so many good ones that I can't just... One guy's last name was literally the F word. We couldn't say it.
Yeah. It was with,
he was a nice guy.
It was the F word with an H.
Alki was, wow, one of the guys was Alki because he had a real bad drinking problem. Like, he was kind of good at his job. But he had to, like, his alcoholism derailed his career.
God, man, now you got me trying to think of some of the other workplace nicknames we have for people.
God, I know, man. What do we have? So many people smoked, and we had smoking nicknames. And
we had the Web Nazi, but that was like that was like her name.
And then that other girl.
Believe it or not,
she liked that one.
The other girl. That you.
Web Nazi could smoke two cigarettes at once. I saw it.
Yeah,
it was and a party dip. Trick.
Dip.
Oh, that was the nickname Dip we had for somebody, but it was a woman.
Yeah, we've only had one GM taller than 5.5 feet tall.
Oh God, yeah, Sot from hell.
Many others.
There were a lot of nicknames. The lesbian that smelled like a cigarette and patchouli. I forgot what we called
her. That's the one that I was trying to think of. I remember that one.
She kind of surprised us when she walked up at an event and said, "Meet my wife." I was like, "Oh, okay, that's cool."
Oh, my God, yeah, I remember that.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I thought she'd come up and offer me a cigarette, but not for me to meet your wife. I thought she tried to sell me a puka shell necklace.
Oh.
I just wore that, too. I thought you would give me the move to Asheville.
Like she robbed freaking Kenny Chesney's jewelry box. Oh, man.
Could I interest you guys in a chalet in Asheville?
Oh, yeah, you don't like it? You can suck my conch. You get it? Seashells. Seashell right, humor.
Smells like roast beef and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. She's got hermit crabs. Not like that. She sells them.
Oh, God. If you're Herman and you start working here, there's your next nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Herman Crab.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Usually, we bat it around until we find a good one that sticks.
So, see, we did the one story,
mm-hmm.
and you promoted two.
I did.
And you went with the second story you promoted, not the first story you promoted.
Yeah.
We got to just promote one story.
Yeah, because we have so much fun with one.
Yeah.
We can get to the other one later.
I know, but the people that heard it then are be like, damn it, Paige.
You butt.
What?
You get so ambitious over there in the Plex.
I do.
I want you to give us some fun sports. Is there any fun sports?
It's time of the year where it kind of slows up, but we do have an announcement from Dion, who's going to make an announcement today on his health condition. He has an unspecified health condition. Will it keep him from coaching this year?
No.
Hope not. You know, Coach Prime is missing a big toe.
Hell yeah.
One foot.
What happened to it?
I think diabetes, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Something happened. 1 foot, he's got 3 toes.
What?
Yeah, the big one's gone, and it's like cut at a weird angle. Like it's cut diagonally where his big toe would be, yeah. Mm. Who's got Coach Prime's big toe? Might be on eBay.
Ken Golden.
Ken Golden's got it. That skinny person.
The Upper Deck's going to buy it and put. You can get a piece of his toe in a card.
Everybody's going to. They're going to send you redemption, then people say, oh, they're going to give you back, not the card.
Game used. How about life used? I got Dion's toe card right here, guys. All right, we'll find out about Dion's feet and other cool things next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. A cool little fact for you. This is not really a this day in sports history.
Ah.
It's not a good one, but did you know there are 117 college sports teams with the same nickname?
117, wow.
117 with the same mascot. Do you want to guess what it is?
Tigers.
Nope. And you know what? Tigers was tied for second on the list at 66.
Bears.
Bears last on the list, fifth of 51. When you hear it, you'll be like, oh no. I knew that.
Raiders.
Cardinals.
Nope. It is a bird, though.
Falcons.
Nope. Falcons not even on the list.
Japanese tits.
No, they were close.
There was blue tits.
Parakeets.
There was only 100 teams called the blue tits.
100 canaries?
Nope.
Seagulls.
They just won the Super Bowl.
Dolphins.
God dang it.
The bird dolphin. Is it a bird? Is it a fish / bird?
Legit question.
Is it a carp?
Do you think they ever start filming these game shows and they got to stop because somebody's such a dumbass? So like, there's no way we could finish the episode. Like with Jeopardy or Match
Probably,
the,
yeah.
Patriots.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune. You know, Pat, they really just sitting there when somebody guesses in the butt. And he just sits there and he's like, oh, no, sorry. You don't think he had to walk off the stage as he's dying laughing?
Like, God dang, get this guy an earpiece and give him some help. The answer is the Eagles.
Eagles.
Oh, we were almost there, man.
Tied for second. You said
just call me Merman, Paige.
You said Tigers. Lions were tied for second, too.
Hell yeah.
Bulldogs, 58. Panthers, 55.
Lions.
Number four.
Man. It's a bird. Dolphins?
I kick her off the show. Let's keep the laughs going. Here's a...
Let's keep the laughs going.
Chris Carey is broadcaster for the A's. He is of the Carey dynasty.
Ooh.
We talk about Harry, Chip, and Skip.
Yeah.
Is this a home run or not?
Mary?
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
He didn't know it was a home run. He said it was a foul ball.
So what was it?
It was a home run.
Oh, my God.
But the way he called the other guy, I don't remember who it is. He had a nickname for the player. He had baseball lingo in there.
How was he trying to do, like, the Chris Berman thing? Ronald Acuna Matata.
Yeah, Berman was great, man, because he'd work in song references to it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that song in years, showing his age. Deion Sanders is going to have a press conference today because he's had an unspecified medical issue.
Uh-oh.
Is he going to miss the season? It's got to be something big if he's holding a press conference for it, right?
Maybe. It could be, you know.
They missed another toe, man.
We have another kid that's going to play baseball or football or baseball or both.
He missed a lot of spring practice. Is he going to announce that Deion Jr. got another rap deal?
Did his son get prank called by another team's son?
God, I forgot about that. I wonder if people are going to remember when the season starts.
Shudder.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's nothing
so
big.
So you're just telling us there's a press conference today and
yeah,
we don't know why.
Nobody knows what it is. Yeah. Like, he's going to, you know, give some clarity on his health situation. I hope he's not going to miss the season, man. Coach Prime's fun to have around. He's always good for a good quote. Don't know how good Colorado is going to be.
Would it help you? I'm being serious now because, I mean, I don't want anybody here and I don't want to lose any toes or nothing. But, like, could you kick a football better without toes?
Oh, you know, Dempsey, you know, Thunderfoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But was it his kicking foot that was missing the toes?
Ah, oh, that's a good question.
Like, I don't know. Plus, what if he, like, I mean, that son of a bitch is like Minecraft if he, you know, has two half feet and toes.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes you say things you don't realize at the time or whatever.
Could you be a quarterback with just a claw? Mm-hmm. Like the claw we used to know.
The guy, the claw.
You've always wondered.
It's an inside joke.
I mean, he would need his toes for the standing leg and kick with the other.
You know, when we would see the claw every so often, he would go for the shake, and you didn't really know how to shake the claw.
That's the guy. When
nice guy, but
I
don't know how to shake your claw, dude.
He was and not making fun, just describing it to you. Like, he was missing two fingers, and like one of the other fingers was like fused with the other one. So he called himself the Claw. That was his P1 name. And, I mean, he literally, like, if he got blistered on his hand, he looked like he had lobster legs or crab legs.
He really did.
Lobster legs. They have legs, lobsters? Yeah, they do.
It's like the softball player we had that didn't have any legs, and we stuck him in right field.
He was from Russia.
And he would always get the ball, man. It would take him a second, but evidently, you know, because of disabilities, you can't exclude somebody from a team.
I know, and he always won the limbo contest, which sucked.
Out of here. Nice guy.
I know. Very nice guy. And also the Claw, very nice guy. He didn't get mad at me. He did tell me that he thought I did it on purpose, but I really didn't.
I introduced him to so many people to see their reaction to his claw.
Or I'd say, what's up, man? Give me five. two?
You got...
Give me 2.5.
You know, his first name was Lego Hand, but that wasn't as catchy as Claw.
Mm-mm.
Like, oh, okay, Claw works better than Lego Hand.
Yeah, it did.
But that's what it looked like.
It did look like a claw.
Like, go meet this person. Like, you know, I don't know who they are. Just want to see if they'll shake your claw.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you for
probably
that.
Comes in handy when he's working himself over.
No.
You don't think he can get, like, some extra, like, grip on it?
I mean,
I don't know if it fully closed. Like, what kind of grip he got?
It opened up almost like chopsticks.
Real weird. Awkward looking.
Yeah. But you know what? The guy was, he was a great first baseman. He was good.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Fat Boy.
I'll take it twice.
Thank you a third time. Thank you more.
Thank you. Thank you the most.
Okay.
Stop.
freaking Walmart. Golly, man. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
There's always some action in Walmart.
Literally,
right?
Just last week, talking about Walmart and talking about how, like, it's unnerving, you know. It just is. I mean, it ain't nothing. I still go there. I still shop there. The prices are good. I'm not dissing against Walmart, but I've said, man, when I go in there, I'm never just casual. I'm on a mission to get in and out fast.
I wish more people were, so they wouldn't clog up the aisles.
That's the worst place to go lollygag.
Especially when tax-free weekend coming up.
Especially when you're trying to check out.
Oh, it's going to be cooler, and it's going to be tax-free weekend.
But you're right. Like, after what happened this weekend, I don't know if it's probably still unnerving, the situation itself.
If you didn't hear about this yet, 11 men and women stabbed in a Walmart. And this is just wild. And you know what? One of the women, 84 years old. I mean, come on.
It was a big age range.
Yeah. Like 20s to 80s.
Nobody passed away, as far as I know, right now.
It's in there rage stabbing people.
Whatever that means.
Rage. I mean, it just means where you're I assume it means you're just not like, you're just in there
with
having a fit with a knife in your hand. But not just like he's slicing throats.
That's intimate, stabbing people.
Damn, man.
With the weapon he was using, too.
And how fast? I mean.
There's a lot to it. Like, I don't know why the guy lived 2 hours away and decided to go there. There's just a lot with it. I mean, it's. I think there are more questions afterwards of what happened than the actual incident.
Or itself. Would you, like you mean as far as if you're one of the, if you were there at the Walmart, like what would you do anything? What would you do?
Yeah. What would you, like, why was nothing done in the store? I don't know.
Because they can't mess with them anymore, man. I'm telling you, thieves have more rights than the people paying for the stuff.
You almost let one out.
I didn't know. Good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.